This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Pittsburgh immigrant John Kane overcame poverty, tragedy, and other adversities to become one of the world's most revered self-taught artists. Born in Scotland, Kane immigrated to Braddock, Pennsylvania in 1880 as a 19-year-old in search of opportunity. To make ends meet, he worked as a miner, a mill worker, and a commercial painter of railroad cars and houses. A hard-working, hard-fighting laborer, Kane loved boxing. He was forced to reinvent himself after losing a leg in a rail yard accident. But he was irrepressible. Kane carved himself a wooden leg and got back into the boxing ring. With no formal training, he used his spare time to paint Pittsburgh city scenes. Where others saw tortured industrial landscapes, his artistic eye saw the beauty and strength of his city and its people. In 1927, the Carnegie Institute made national news when it accepted one of Kane's paintings, Scenes from the Scottish Highlands, into its international art exhibition known today as the Carnegie International. Kane's sudden rise as a 67-year-old, self-taught artist signaled a generational change in American art, culture, and society. Today, Kane's artwork can be viewed in the world's most prestigious museums and galleries. Explore original paintings and drawings by John Kane as part of the History Center's exhibition, Pittsburgh's John Kane, The Life and Art of an American Workman.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.